Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Nun Aleph, mitzvah 251, the isser of cutting off one's peot harosh, the sides of the hair on the sides of his head. Says the Torah, Pasach of Zion, Perek Yutes Pasach of Zion, as we continue in Parsha Kedoshim, two mitzvahs related to each other, lo sakifu pa'as roshchem, v'lo sashchus eis pa'as zikanecha. The mitzvah, the isser of cutting off the corners, pa'ah. We already had pe'ah. We had a couple of mitzvahs related to pe'ah, the corner of one's field. So now we're getting into the corner of one's face, the corner of one's skull. One is allowed to cut off the sides of one's head, the hair on the sides of one's head, on the side of the temples. How far it goes down is a major issue. How far down does one's pe'ah have to go? V'lo sashchus eis pa'as zikanecha. And also not to destroy. V'lo tashchus pa'as zikanecha, the peo, certain spots on one's face where one's beard grows. Eis pa'as zikanecha, that is the two different verbs used, lo sakifu and lo tashchus. Right? When it talks about bal tashchus in some Rishonim, it's not talking about the bal tashchus of Parsha Shoftim, which is destroying fruit trees and the like, but the bal tashchus of destroying one's facial hair, which we'll talk more about, Peos HaZakan tomorrow. But today's Isser is Peos HaRosh. Says the Chinuch, Shalom HaKev Pasei HaRosh, Shalom HaKev Pasei HaRosh, Shneemar Lo Sakivu Pas Roshchem, Upirsh Zachar Mlavracha Shoha Inyan Hi, what is the definition of the Isser? Sha'asr Li Yisrael Legaleach, Ula Hashvos Sa'aros Rosho, La'achare Azno L'Padachto. One is not allowed to make it even, where one cuts off all the hair on the sides of their ear, in front of their ear, and makes it even going across from the front of the head to the back of the head. Right? So you have the, like, basically a mushroom, like on top of the whole side. It's all equal going around the head. That is an Issa d'Araisa. Kemosha Osim Gam Hayom Ovdi Avodah Zarah V'Komrayim. Like those, there are Ovdi Avodah Zarah today that do that. V'zeo Sh'amar Zacharim L'Vracham Zechaz Makas. This is what it says in Makas Dav Chaf, where one of the main sugyas are in Shas. Ezeo Pas Arosh Zeham Mashvet Sta'av La'achori Azav L'Padachto. Where one equalizes their temples, where the hair is in front of their ears, and the temples going all across, that is the Isser of cutting one's payas. That is the Isser. As we'll see, it not only includes that, includes even more, if somebody shaves their entire head also, but anywhere on the in that area would be included in the Isser. Mishar Shia Mitzvah explains the Sefer HaChinuch, what is the shorish behind this mitzvah, what's the hashkafa? So interestingly, many Mishonim say the same idea. He already mentioned that, but the Rambam, and here, even though the Rambam says this by many mitzvahs, but here, the other Mishonim don't argue so much on him. By many times, the Rambam says, oh, this mitzvah is keneged avodah zarah, and other Rishonim say, no, there's a lot more positive in regard to this mitzvah. But here, many Rishonim say this idea. Mishar she'a mitzvah k'de laharchak mimenu u'lahashkiach mibeinei neinu u'mikol ma'aseinu kol inyan avodah zarah v'chol anaseh b'shvila. This Isser is about keeping away from all the avodah zarah, and this is what the komrim, this is what the priests of the other religions used to do. They used to get haircuts like this. Uba hazhar mefureshes bedavar sheyasu lo bnei adam begufosam, and the isser is regarding something that they do with their bodies, their physical bodies. Mipnei shi'mal maskeres avon tamid achar shi'davar kavua baguf. And this is a maskeres avon, always, something that is kavua begufam. So that's why it would be terrible to have this, something that is always there, is on your head. If you look at the chinuch back in mitzvah beis, the second mitzvah, the mitzvah bris mila, it's almost the exact same lashon, the opposite way, in the positive way. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have a maskeres, a great maskeres on our bodies, so tavar kavua beguf, so we always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have the mitzvah meal on our bodies. This is the opposite. The Isra Pasi Arosh, so that we don't come to be like the Umos HaOlam. Ubebnei Shezet Mi'ikari Tama Mitzvah, and because this is the Ikar HaTam, HaYitzrichem Zechonu Levracha Sheyivaru, that is why Chazal had to go out of their way and tell us that shaving your entire head is also included in this Isra Daraisa. You know, one might say that hey, the Komrim, the priests of the other religions don't do this, so the only Isser is doing exactly like them. But if you're shaving the entire head, you're right, it's more inclusive. But, you know, who says that's Asr? That's what Chazal say, that's Asr too. Shelo Tamar, Shetachlus Mashinesa, Kadesh Shelo Nedam Elohem, Vehemle Yigalchon Kol Rosh Kulo, they don't shave their entire head. So Limdunu, Shagamze Bechalu Isserhu, so that's what Chazal interpreted, that also is included in the Isser, Kamo Shababi Yavamis, like the Gemara says in Yavamis, according to the opinion, Hakafas Kol Harosh, Shma Hakafa. Shaving the entire head is Shma Hakafa, the Efshar, Ki HaTorah Asr Akol Mishum Doma Ladoma. The Torah answers because it's similar idea, and therefore everything is included in the in the Yisr. So this is the hashkafa behind the mitzvah, ki laharchik min, over the Avodah Zarah. Interesting, Meshech Chachma, right here, the Meshech Chachma quotes the Sefer Ahavas Yonasan, who quotes a Medrash. Shalul Rebbe, mipnei ma atem megalchim se'ar roshchem, ve'ein atem megalchim pa'azikneichem. Why is it that you are megalech sa'ar roshchem? You get haircuts. You get haircuts, says the Medrash. This is Shalu, they ask Rebbe, and he also quotes it from a Medrash in Breishis Rabba and Parsha Yud Aleph. Same thing, that a philosoph echad Shalu is Raboshia. Same question. Why do you shave? You get haircuts, but you're not allowed to be Megalech Pa'azik Nechem. But your pass of has to do with tomorrow's mitzvah too, but it has to do with both. So we'll talk about it here. You get haircuts. You don't shave certain parts of your hair, but you get haircuts, but you don't get a, you're not megalech pa'azik nechem, right? Certain areas of the beard. Amru lo, mipnei shezeh gadal b'shtus, v'zeh gadal b'pikchus. There's a difference. This one grew in foolishness, and this one grew b'pikchus, with, in a state of being, b'chachma. What does that mean? What's the difference between the facial hair of the in the beard area and the facial hair on the top? Hamechuvan explains the Meshech Chachma. Dolo matzano amitzvah shabori yasu siag b'teva. Nowhere do we find that Hashem created some type of guard on the physical body of a man and a woman to help prevent arayos, except levad al arayos asa hashkacha shinui b'teva shahanoshim ein lahem zakan. Why did Hashem create it that women don't have beards and men do? Ask the Midrash Chachma. Why is that? Siyag l'arayis. He says, yeah, if men and women looked all the same on their face, you're right, the rest of their bodies are different because of what's needed. Right? A woman has to be able to nurse her children. And there are other physical differences in order to hold the vlad. A woman's hips are wider in order to be able to become pregnant. That's what he explains, or Cooperman explains in the footnotes. The other physical differences between a man and a woman have to do with the purposes. But what's the reason? Is there any reason or purpose? Right, it's not considered attractive because Mamela, this is what a woman normally looks like, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it originally, then men and women have it, so it would be normal. But why did he do it? So there's a difference. You know who a man is and who a woman is. That's why it's done. Amnam, Sar Harosh Matsanu Ba'oso Nazir Shayuk Musasav Taltalim, Pachal of Yisrael, but the opposite. By Sayar Harosh, the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Nedarim, says the Meshech Chachma, long hair for a man could be it could lead him to feeling great about himself and becoming full of himself, of his long locks. Im Kain, Seir Harosh, maybe Lasadas Hayetzer, Vizeh Gadol B'shtus. He says that's the pshat of the Medrash as he's coming now to explain it. When it comes to the hair of the roach, that's Gadol B'shtus. It shouldn't be there because it could just lead to Asadas Hayetzer, as the Gemara says in Adarim. Vizeh Azakin Magdir Me'averis, but the hair of the beard, a man having a beard, that's Gedor La'arayis, because now it can tell a difference between a man and a woman. V'lachain Gadol B'pikchus. And he says that's what the Medrash means. That why is the Isser, the philosoph asked Rebbe, why is a person Asser L'galech Pa'azik Zeknechem? Because for a man to obviously, we know there's a big issue, we'll talk about tomorrow, about shavers, but theoretically destroying, in an Isser way, a beard, so that is, you're destroying the siyug that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that's why it's Asser. But the hair of a man, there's no way to get a haircut, because that's what's called Gadol B'shtus, that's just the opposite. If a man has too long hair, so that it might lead him to throw away any shackles that he might have, like the Gemara says, like that story at the beginning of Maseches Nedar. Okay, so that's just also related to the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. But now we get into some of the important halachas. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch and Os Aleph. Because Chinuch and Os Aleph quotes the Rambam, the Chinuch is based on the Rambam, the Rambam himself, both in Mishneh Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvahs, uncharacteristically, and that's why the Torah is upset about it, uncharacteristically, quote a Ta'am HaMitzvah. If you look at the Rambam, in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ein Magalchin Pasei HaRosh Kimo Shehayu Osin Ovdei Avodah Zarah V'kam Rehem. Don't, you're not allowed to cut off, just like the old Avodah Zarah did. And also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Mem Gimel, Shehizirana Mehavar Se'ar Hatzta'im V'azhar Mizeh Shlo Nizdame Lo'ovdei Avodah Zarah. Rambam is giving the Ta'am HaMitzvah. The Tur is very upset at this. There's one siman in Shulchan Aruch on Peis, Kuf Pei Aleph, says the Tur. Hakav as a rosh vashchas as a zaken gam be'elu. Kasev a Rambam she'asur mevnei she'osik keilu ovdei kachavim. Adkan. V'zeh eino mefurash. This is not explicit in the text. V'ein anu tzrichin levakish tam lemitzvos. ki mitzvus melech heim aleinu afim lo neda taman. The Torah is upset at the Rambam. Why are you quoting the reason for? The reason that you never quote hashkafas for the mitzvah. So the Torah just leaves it at that. I don't know why the Rambam's quoting a reason, right? The reasons are mitzvus hamelech, because it's erasa kasev. The Beis Yosef now tries to defend the Rambam, but first he insinuates and says, this is how I understand what the Torah thought about the Rambam, and this is what I think about the Torah, says the Beis Yosef. First he quotes, Dvarad Mivorim to Daito Lachok al Rambam, Lama Lolavakish Tami Daito Lashem Mitzvah, Shenira, it appears, says the Beis Yosef, explaining the Torah's view of the Rambam. Says the Beis Yosef, Shenira, She'ilu lo hayu yodim tam lemitzvahs, lo hayu mitzvahim lasosam. Sounds like the Torah thinks that the Rambam holds that without this reason and the mitzvah wouldn't apply. Ain't a davar kein. Mitzvahs melech haimaleinu. And says the Beis Yosef, I'm sorry, Mr. Torah, but you really think the Rambam is saying, oh, the whole thing is about the reason? V'ani omer, chas le'el Rambam, mila misparachi, chas v'shalom, should you attribute such a shita to the Rambam? U'mi yachush l'kavad ha-Torah v'amitzvahs Yosef imenu. Who is a greater champion of Kavod HaTorah than the Rambam? And look at the Rambam elsewhere. He quotes the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Mi'iwa, for example. He quotes a few of them. But the end of Hilchos Mi'iwa, the Rambam says, Beferish, that any reason that we give is not the real time for the mitzvah. The reason is the best that we could do. Says the Rambam, you're supposed to try to figure out mitzvos, and supposed to try to figure out reasons for mitzvos. It's a beautiful piece at the end of Hilchos Mi'iwa. But if you can't come up with it, says the Rambam, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Right, this is even if we can't figure it out. The kol karbanos kula miklal achukim heim. Says the Rambam, karbanos achukim lefichach amru chachamim she'af al avodas hakarbanos haolam omeid shebaasias chukim u'mishpatim zochin ha'yisharim l'chayi olam haba. V'ktiva Torah tzivui al achukim shemar shmartem zchukosayim mishpatai. Right, chukim come first. He says because many reasons. He says yes, there's a difference, but ultimately we do mitzvahs because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us so. So the Beis Yosef says, I don't know what the Torah is getting so excited about. The Rambam is just giving you a hashkafah behind the mitzvah. But for us, not because the mitzvah is all about this. So he says, Nira lishlo nasan bahem tama Rambam midaito el midas hakasuv. So he says, after all, you look if you're giving a sefer mitzvah shiur, says the Beis Yosef, you'll appreciate it. Shematzon mukafos mi lefneimu milachareim mi mitzvos hanasos mishum chukei agayim. All the mitzvahs that are surrounding our pasuk are about chukos ha'akum. What did we do the past 2 days? Lo senach hashuv, lo sonenu. And what's coming up? Tattoos and other things that umos olam do. So that's where the Rambam gets it from. But he's not saying that that's the only thing about the mitzvah. So that's why the Beis Yosef says, chas v'shalom, you should say that about the Rambam. Comes along the Dakin Moshe, it's unbelievable. The Dakin Moshe, the Rambam on the bottom, it says, Beis Yosef, chas v'shalom, you should say that about the Torah, that the Torah thought that way about the Rambam. Ani omer gamkein chas l'rabbeinu shiyachshu b'ksherim kemo harambam. You think that the Beis Yosef is the Torah was choshe b'ksherim? Chas v'shalom, you misunderstood the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef says that the Torah misunderstood the Rambam, and the Ramah says that the Beis Yosef misunderstood the Torah. It keeps going. L'maisa l'maisa, everybody agrees that there is hashkafa behind the mitzvahs, but it's all so exciting. All this discussion in the siman about Peis in Yoredeya kuf pei aleph. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch here quotes, he doesn't quote the whole excitement, he just quotes, Ayin Beis Yosef Sham. You gotta look it up to know the excitement. But then he quotes the Taz. The Taz right here, in Kuf Pei Aleph, Aleph says, no, Taz seems to take the Rambam very literally, and therefore has a halachic ramification based on it, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch is very upset about. Says the Taz, Shekasa, Ayin Taz, third line, to Shekasa, to Laha Rambam, to Hu Machmas Chukei Hagoyim, Mutter Bebnei Shalom Malchus, if the only reason that it's Asur is because you don't want to be like the Goyim, but what if you need it you're a governmental official, and this is the appropriate garb for a governmental official, and the reason that I'm getting this haircut is not because I want to be like them, but because I need this to serve in this government, according to the Rambam, it should be mutter, if it's all based on the reason. We're going to come back to this, Beth Hashem, when we do the last mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, which is all about Chukos Ha'akum, not mitzvah Reish Samach Beis. That's the last mitzvah, so there's a big issue there about getting haircuts like that. But he says, according to the Rambam, you should say that it will be mutter. And the Menachas Chinuch is very upset about that Taz. He says, no. Like the Beis Yosef said, like the Ramah said, Lamaisa, the Ramah didn't mean that you should go based on the reason and figure out the halacha. Because according to that, now the Menachas Chinuch says on the next page, on the third line, V'nirli Pashut. He says, it appears to me, but what? If you're going to tell me that there's going to be let's say there's a time in history that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah don't get such haircuts, that is going to be mutter? Because you're not doing it L'Hizdamos La'akum. Says that no, that's not true. Megami Tavet Svara nearly dezet toli b'chol medina medina. Shuloye he says on the third skinny line. He says lemkin ladas atas chas v'shalom lomar im yedor shagoyim lo yegalchu apeus she yisrael megalchan apeus. If one time, he says, they have a generation that they don't shave their heads like that, it's going to be mutter? No. Oh, atabash of Medina's Turkey. Megadlim agoyim zakenam. Or now that they have long beards, so we're not allowed to have a beard. No. He says, Rabbi says, look at the Lashon of Rambam, you'll see this is not true. So therefore, I think that Beis Yosef is correct, and the Rama really agrees with the Beis Yosef Lamaisa, and that is, the Rama is giving a reason for the mitzvah, but that's not the specific end-all and be-all of the mitzvah. Okay, we continue now. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Masha amru zechonim levracha b'makos. What the Gemara says in Makos, who gets the Avera? If somebody comes and Chas v'Shalom shaves my payas, whose Avera is it? Got two choices, the shaver or the shaved. Says the Gemara in Makos, she'echad ha-magaleach ve'echad ha-misgaleach kozma. They both get the Avera. As long as there was some active part in the part of the shaved. And that is, he like sticks his ear to make it easier. He does something to allow himself to be shaved. That's called misayeya in the Gemara, and that is including the Yisr, Echad Megaleach Ve'Echad Misgaleach Kol Zman She'Siya Shneihem Chayavin. As long as there was Siyua, Avalo Siya In Chayav Avalo Megaleach. But if there was no Siyua, let's say when I was sleeping, somebody came along, caught up my payas, I don't get an Yisr. Forget that I was shoging, I don't get the Yisr. Let's say I don't move. Let's say I'm totally aware, but I don't move, I don't get the Yisr De Oraisa, says the Chinuch. Right? This is based on a Gemara in Maseches Makos, where the Gemara discusses this issue of the Gemara says there, Tani Tani Kamedi Rav Chista, Echad Amakav, Echad Nikav Loke. They both get Malkus. So Amar Lei, so Rav Chista said, why should the one who was shaved get Malkus? He didn't do anything, he's just sitting there. So the Gemara gives three answers. Either the Gemara says, it's like Rabbi Yehuda who says, Lav She'ain B'maisa Loken Alav, number one. Number two, Rava says, maybe it's talking about somebody who's shaving himself. So he's active, he's getting both of theirs, because he's active, you know, and passive. Third answer, Ravashi Omer, Bimisayeya, V'divrei HaKol. That's what the Chinuch is quoting here. That third answer of the Gemara in Makas, Avchav and Mabez, if the Nikaf, there's the Makif and the Nikaf, if the Nikaf is actively involved, Misayeya, so then we say, it is he is included, and he gets the Isser as well. Interesting, though, the Rishonim they deal with, why here, the Gemara Makos Daf Chav seems to say Misayeya is something significant. While we know, for example, in Hilchas Shabbos, the Gemara says, and in Maseches Beitza, it says, Daf Chav Beis, Misayeya ain bo mamish. If you're Misayeya to something, you're not really doing it, you're Misayeya, then it's not halachically significant. So the Rishonim, the Rikva, it's a very important Rikva there in Makos Daf Chav, discusses whether Misayeya is halachically significant or not. And the Rikva there gives two different answers. First answer of the Rikva is that there is nothing fundamentally different between Shabbos and Payas. The difference is, what are you doing? When it comes to the case of Shabbos, the Gemara Beis Daf Chav Beis, it was talking about somebody getting their eyes colored, soveya on Shabbos. So you have to open and close your eyelashes. So the Gemara, the Ritva says, there, what kind of act are you doing? You're always opening and closing your eyes. That's not called misayeya. You're not really doing anything. But if you do a real siyua, like sticking out your head, so the guy could cut your payas, that's misayeya. And that's a serious misayeya. So first the answer of the Ritva is, there's no fundamental difference between halach and context. It depends how much you're physically helping or not. The second answer is saying no. Second answer is saying, no, there's a difference between Peyas Harosh and Shabbos. But it says, Debalav Misayeya Yishbo Lav, Velobin and Siyua Elakadishi Bo Maisa Lokos Alav, Debe Maisa Kaldu Sagi Laha, Kedamrina Baalma, Kimas Pibo, Kimas Kuma Maisa. Talks about, we're not getting into the details between the first and the second answer, but he says, Hakaf is Peyas Shaini, that it is an Isser for the Nikaf as long as he does something. There's a fun, you only have to do too much by a Nikaf. But that's important in terms of Misayeya or not. There is an important machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Let's just mention it. We don't have time to go through a lot of the lumdus behind it. If you want to look at more of the lumdus, the Rabbi Sachs, in one of his svarim, Chendas Yamim, on Hilchas Melechah Shabbos, he talks about this in Siman Tes, this Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says, in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Echad Amagaleach Apeos Bilvad, Umeniach Seir Kalarosh, Vechad Amaleach Kalarosh Ke'echad. You get Malkus. As the Chinuch says, you only get Malkus, the Nikaf, he's only going to get Malkus if he helped out, if he made himself available. Amar Avram, Afapi, the Ravid says, Afapi Shein Aloka, Kivishimi Daito Asa over Belav. The Ravid holds, even if I do zero, I'm not Misayeya, if I allow myself to be shaved, it's an Isser Daraisa. You don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus unless you were Misayeya. But even without Misayeya, says the Ravid, it's going to be an Isser Daraisa. What's that Machlokus about? Ramam Ravid, if the Nikav does nothing, he's not Misayeya, is it still Asa Daraisa? The Ravid says yes, the Ramam says no. This is connected, we're not saying why yet, but this is connected to the Ramam and the Ravid in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Minyan HaKatzar, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, right at the beginning of Mishnah Torah, the Ramam counts two Isurim for Payas. Today's mitzvah of Hakafas Payas Arosh, and tomorrow's Bez Hashem, which is the Hakafa of the Zakan, of the certain parts of the beard. Mashiach, the Ravid counts four. Counts for the beard and for the hair on your head, separate mitzvahs for the makif and the nikaf. Four mitzvahs the Ravid counts. The Rambam counts two. Why? So, Rabbi Sachs, if you look there, connects it to this machlok, the both machlokas, Rambam Ravids, l'shitasam. Okay. We don't have time to go further there. The Minchas Chinuch talks also more about Misayeya in Oz Gimel. Feel free to look more there. Let's continue a little bit more though. Ava havan galeach is a katan chayiv. If somebody's magaleach, a katan, a child, chayiv, he gets an Issa Daraisa, and Malkus, if he, even though the child is, the child is less than 13, but he's doing the action. There's no shear given by the Chachamim. What's the shear? The Rambam says, different shiurim, how much? But if there's a certain area that's, we're not going to go into the details now. All different shitas, one should ask their local posek in terms of the exact shiur of how far down or how far up is the payas. We're not going to get into the details right now, but this is a serious isser, right? Anybody who gives haircuts has to know this isser. With the scissors, we assume that is mutter, because you're not going to get to the roots. So we'll get to talk more about this tomorrow in terms of shavers. The only isser is a destruction, a razor type of destruction that gets to the roots. But if it's just an above surface cut, we assume that is not a problem. So that's the shiloh. What about a one? What about a two? What about a three? You have to know. You have to know the important details. If somebody wants to get a short haircut, they have to know in which areas they're not allowed to get. Pashtus a one is too short, right? If you can't pull the hairs one on top of each other, pull the hair down to fold it against each other, which you can't do with a one, so then that would be an Issur Daraisa in those spots. If it's already a two and up, most twos are not suggesting it, but if one wants to get a certain haircut with that amount, so then most poskim seem to say if you just do the metzias, that would be okay. Somebody wants to get to the Chazonish, this is quoted in the Yadlut Torah, and asked, you know, the exact shear about payas and how far down and is it this year and that year, and the Chazonish says, I'm not sure, but if somebody comes to me and asks me about, is this roe for shechita, for simanim, is this, I would tell them to do more than that. I would tell them, you don't mess around with Isur Daraisas with inches. You know, you do a little more than you have to do. He's not saying you have to have very, very long, but, you know, sometimes, to the exact spot, we're talking about an Isur Daraisa here. So, we could go an extra inch, in whatever shechita we hold by. We don't have to be so medaktik. In terms of being too machmer or too makel. Anyway, good. Let's just do one more paragraph, and then we'll talk about it more tomorrow. The mitzvah applies to men and not to women. As Chazal say in Kiddushin, that the Isser of Bal Takifa lo pas roshchem, there's no Isser for women to shave their payas. There's no Isser. Mikamakal masulan galech hazachar, they can't shave a zachar's payas. That would be Asa Daraisa for them. But they're not allowed to. Avadim, this is one of the few things that Avadim are chayiv in and women are not. Even though usually Avadim and women have the same rules, Eva Kanani, they're pater from all zman gramas. But here, this is something that doesn't apply to women and does apply to Avadim because they have payas. And we'll see Bezrab tomorrow. We'll have to stop. We'll just read the next paragraph and then we'll talk about it more tomorrow. I'll talk about this mitzvah, this klal here, which we'll talk more about tomorrow also. All mitzvahs men and women are obligated in, and all mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, even time-bound mitzvahs, women are obligated in all lo sa'aseh, except for three. Today's mitzvah, tomorrow's mitzvah, and in a couple weeks mitzvah. Bal takif, bal tashkis, ubal tatam el mesim. An Ashes Kohen is not usher from going into a cemetery. Those are the only three exceptions to the rule. Women are obligated in all those assays, except for these three. The Chol mitzvah assay, Shazman Grama, and mitzvah assay, they're to Rasan, except for these few that the Chinuch mentions. Okay, maybe we'll continue this tomorrow, and we'll get into the Pa'as Hazakan as well. Okay, everybody should have a good day.